Two more DigiKnow shows for this week. It is time for the DigiKnow show. Myself, Noah Cassidy, here with you, and Cody Felicia.
Hey, yo.
We're going to be doing it again. Go ahead and get us going once again.
Okay. There are 293 ways to make a change for a dollar. To make change for a dollar.
290, how many?
93 ways.
200, and that's a weird number. I would have thought an even number might
right? No kidding.
Whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Yep, 293 ways to make change for a dollar.
Well, there you go. So mine's a little bit, I guess it's kind of funny that yours is on money. We're like in sync when it comes to these type of things.
And you know what? We don't plan this either. No, not, so it's not like at really all. Cool. Like,
you don't even know what I'm about to talk about.
Great minds think alike.
So mine is, this is the last one that I'm going to give you about my travels, unless I can think of another one.
I'm excited but for these.
I got
I like
another
these.
One about Africa.
Let's hear
so
it.
So this is a fun little fact that not a lot of people know, but in Africa, 2/3 of Kenya, which is actually where I went. So 2/3 of Kenya, they actually make less than $3.20 a day.
Oh, wow.
That's how in poverty they are.
Wow.
And so a lot of them, their workday starts from 3 a.m. It ends at 6 p.m., especially if they live closer to the city. So whenever we would travel through the city by bus, there's this ferry that would cross. So we'd stay in Mombasa, and there's Nairobi and Mombasa, and then there's a big, I guess Mombasa is like an island, so the only way off and on the island is by ferry. And so to get to the big city and to go to work, most of them would work in the city. That's where they'd get the better paying jobs. They'd have to get up, especially if they lived out in the villages. They'd have to get up, ride their bike or whatever all the way to the ferry, get on the ferry. A lot of them walked. So as we're driving on the ferry, there'd be like hundreds of people flooding the ferry, standing all around the vehicles, up in all the rails.
That's like a job crossing. All on its own, just getting to just work. Getting that's just like having two jobs.
They're maybe working 8 to 10 hours, but yet they're still working 3 to 6 because they've got like 3 hours of travel just walking and getting from place to place. And so it's just, it's crazy. And then the villagers who don't actually come to the city for work, what they do is they go out and they cut the palm tree leaves and all this stuff down, and they'll make the shingles for the mud huts and that type of stuff. And then they'll go set up like a little market thing in their closest town and sit there and sell stuff as if they're like at their local market.
I would love to see something. I would love to experience something like that. I would love to visit like the markets and things. I think that kind of stuff is very interesting.
It is. It's a very indigenous lifestyle.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Like, so what you had when you were able to go, I mean, you have an opportunity that probably at least 99% of the listeners have never done. So that's really amazing.
If you have a chance, I definitely think you should, just because it's a huge eye-opener. Like, you don't realize how lucky we really are. I mean, I can't tell you how many times all the time. Like, anybody, it doesn't matter. The rich even gripe about money. It just is what it is.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're always
matter.
Complaining, you don't have enough. I want to be able to do this, do that. They're over there making $3.20 a day. But they're out there, they're happy, they have their kids, they have their family, and they are totally content.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
Not at
all. It doesn't. You can make more money every day, really.
But you can only have so much happiness, and you gotta live to have happiness. And when
absolutely.
You're at work, I mean, unless you're here. Well, I love my job. So
I love
you love your
you
job.
Know,
you
I
know.
Love being here too. We,
so I'm
we
happy
love our
at this job.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't love their jobs and they just do it because of the money, and you know. In the long run, that's probably going to bite you in the butt. But
and
hey.
I've seen it, and it does, Noah. It does.
Well, you got
you have
one
to
more.
Love your job.
Fall off of this depression train that I just
do.
Started.
Let's see. What do I have here? I have, okay, we did the panda bears, didn't we? We did that one. Okay, you ready? A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
Can't stick its tongue out.
It can't stick its tongue out at all.
I mean, I guess I've never.
I mean,
seen
you
a
wanted to turn it around, so
is.
Here we are with crocodiles not able to stick their tongue.
They sure
out.
Got a big smile, but they can't get that tongue out of their mouth. Well, there you go. You're always learning something new right here on the DigiKnow Show. 2:45 Monday through Friday. It is Thursdays. We'll have our last one for the week tomorrow, and we'll see you then.